Five ways to start living a spiritual life. Quote, spirituality is a way of life. It is not just doing meditation. Master Kowakok Soe. Spirituality is a lifestyle. We all know that. It is a method of living. Even our everyday job can be colored with spirituality. Even the way we treat our family and loved ones can become spiritual, and even how we dream or aspire can be the spiritual way. Spirituality is closely linked with growth and evolution. A spiritual person is not anemic. A spiritual person is highly intelligent, loving and powerful. He or she is capable of doing things that ordinary people are not capable of doing. Spirituality comes with practicality. Quote, spiritual practitioners or disciples should have their hands reaching out to heaven, but their feet should be firmly rooted to the earth. Master Kowakok Soe. The standard for a spiritual person is high. So being spiritual does not mean to withdraw from life and just focus on meditation and spiritual practices. Spirituality is not a way of escaping from life, but to live it intensely. How to convert a normal life to a spiritual life? Simple. Just follow these five steps and turn your life to an extremely unique and interesting experience. 1. Get in touch with your spiritual side. Quote, the best remedy for those who are afraid, lonely or unhappy is to go outside, somewhere where they can be quiet, alone with the heavens, nature and God. Because only then does one feel that all is as it should be. Anne Frank. We all have come from a spiritual source. From a universal supreme energy, from which all life has been originated. Quote, for a person with eye to see, God is everywhere. Master Kowakok Soe. The first step to live a spiritual life is to start believing in it and experiencing it. Life is not all about physical comfort, competitions, business and social life. It is also about finding our true nature, realizing the soul and achieving union with the higher self. Feeling the connectedness with this universal supreme source, which is the source of all life, gives us a sense of peace, confidence, support and fulfillment. It further empowers us to do more and achieve greater heights. Quote, what is impossible for an ordinary person is possible with the blessings of God, the Guru and the higher beings, Master Kowakok Soe. 2. Take some time to meditate. Meditation is a practice to control the mind, in order to experience the higher levels of consciousness. Meditation helps to still the mind and calm down the emotions. Stillness is a stepping stone to experiences that most people are not aware of. Quote, practicing stillness and awareness enables you to engage in higher spiritual activities. Within the stillness is greater spiritual activity. Stillness is just a stepping stone. Master Kowakok Soe. So meditation is the technology of tapping into the unique source of life and bringing down lots of this divine energy to our system. The effect is usually clarity of mind, calmer emotions, more control over life, and intuition. Intuition is known as the inner guidance, when the person hears the whisper of the soul that guides him through ups and downs of life. There are many types of meditations with different purposes, from simply achieving stillness, to activation of the Kundalini energy, and union with the higher self. Whatever form of meditation we practice, whether it is yoga meditations, Zen or Hatha yoga, it is important to do it in a regular basis and see how our life gains a sense of spirituality. Quote, meditation is to dive all the way within, beyond thought, to the source of thought and pure consciousness. It enlarges the container every time you transcend. When you come out refreshed, filled with energy and enthusiasm for life. David Lynch. 3. Allocate time to review your life purpose. A spiritual life is a life of constant development. Spirituality has nothing to do with stagnation. Spirituality is a way of becoming better and better. In order to get better, we need to have an idea about where we are right now and where we want to reach. Awareness or mindfulness is a necessity to create change and to improve. If we are busy and fully involved in our everyday life, we lose awareness, which might divert us from the spiritual path, and divert us from pursuing and achieving the higher purpose of our life. so it is highly important to allocate some time on a regular basis, sit alone and think about our life, review our purpose, and replan. Quote, efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction. John F. Kennedy. In order to have a holistic life, we need to have various purposes that encompass the lower side of our life, and its higher side. We need to have a life purpose as well as a soul purpose. A life purpose is what most people already have, which includes the education level, family target, success level, etc. Soul purpose is referred to our spiritual development, and the contribution we want to make to our fellow men and to the whole world. We need to decide and tell what level we want to grow spiritually, how many lives we want to touch, how many people we want to inspire and how many souls we want to help grow. We need regular reminders to reaffirm our goals and purposes and review how far we have already reached. Without a purpose and a plan, life becomes random. We might be living other people's dreams without even being aware of it. Quote, all successful people, men and women, are big dreamers. They imagine what their future could be, ideal in every respect, and then they work every day toward their distant vision, that goal or purpose. Brian Tracy. 4. Put conscious effort to build your character. Quote, knowledge will give you power, but character respect. Bruce Lee. A refined character shows a greater degree of soul contact. A weak soul connection manifests as emotional imbalances and character flaws. Character building is an ongoing process, and the purpose of life is continuous growth and evolution. Quote, good character is not formed in a week or a month. It is created little by little, day by day. Protracted and patient effort is needed to develop good character. Heraclitus. In order to have a spiritual life, we need to have a wholesome character. Weaknesses exist in everyone. The key is to be aware of them, and consciously try to eradicate them. After detecting our weaknesses, techniques such as blue triangle and inner reflection, that are parts of erratic yoga, can help us remove them in a faster and more effective way. The result will be a more refined character and a stronger spiritual connection. To develop our character, we can also learn from others. Studying the lives of other people, their falls and their victories, teaches us many lessons. We can see what helps us grow faster and what will pull us down. Quote, life is a series of experiences, each one of which makes us bigger, even though sometimes it is hard to realize this. For the world was built to develop character, and we must learn that the setbacks and griefs which we endure help us in our marching onward. Henry Ford. 5. Give a helping hand. Quote, the life of a man consists not in seeing visions and in dreaming dreams, but in active charity and in willing service. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The purpose of living a spiritual life and evolution is actually becoming instruments of the divine. As we grow, we need to help other people to grow too. So to have a spiritual life, it is necessary to extend our interest and attention from self to others, and help them in any way possible. Quote, the soul evolves by giving, not by accumulating. Master Koa Koksui. Helping not only activates our heart and crown chakras, that allows more divine energy to enter our system, but also helps to neutralize some of our past negative karma. Helping can be in any form, from donating money, teaching, healing, giving emotional comfort, to inspiring and blessing. Whatever we do to help others, the key is to give and share in order to grow. Remember, spirituality is not just about gaining, it's also about serving and helping others. Quote, our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. Dalai Lama. Well, all of these are easy to follow if we have a schedule and a plan. We can make spirituality an active part of our daily life if we just have the will and a desire to grow. In order to achieve this, practicing erratic yoga can be extremely helpful. The five pillars and the five virtues of erratic yoga are designed to bring spirituality into everyday life without much effort, and make it a lifestyle. In our current society, spirituality is no more for selected few, who are willing to leave their job and family and devote their life only to spiritual development, but it is for all, with any profession or background. Anurag Yoga is one of the spiritual systems that have made this possible. Quote, "We can no more do without spirituality than we can do without food, shelter, or clothing." Ernest Holmes. Created by Sound Gecko.